Hi, my name's Mackenzie, and thank you for joining us today for another episode of Social Work Now. Today I have with me Chuck. Chuck is a school guidance counselor with an extensive background in working with students and their families and the social problems that they face. Chuck, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Can you start off by telling us a little bit about your background in being a school guidance counselor?
Sure. Background started all the way back in the around 1981 when we were working at a college, and then worked at Carnegie Mellon University while I was at Alfred State College. I got my master's in counseling and did a internship in school counseling. That took us to Whitney Point, where I worked there for 3 years, from 84 to 87, and then I've been at Chenango Valley High School since 1987.
That's great, and it's nice to hear that you can get an extensive background and work in different settings. Can you tell us now, in your setting at Chenango Valley High School, what are some of the social problems that the students that you work with are faced with that you have to help them with, and how those problems might impact their academic schoolwork?
I think one of the biggest things that we're dealing with right now is a shift in our demographics, where we're seeing many more students coming from poverty level, which certainly when you're dealing with students at that first need is to, that they're worried about food or clothes or where they're going to have their next meal, that certainly affects their academic performance.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've gotten that same type of experience within my internship at Northeast in Schenectady, is that a lot of times things like academics or, social interactions with friends kind of take a back seat to the more, primitive needs like food and clothing and shelter and things like that. So, in the guidance office, what type of guidance does your office provide if a student was to come in with a problem, whether that be academic or otherwise? How do you guys address that?
In our office, just to give you an idea what our staff looks like, we have it's a middle high school, grades 7 through 12, about 900 students in the building. We have a middle school school counselor along with a clinical social worker. The high school, I have two other high school counselors and another clinical social worker at the high school. There's a school psychologist in the office also. So our staff is prepared to deal with all kinds of things that come to us. We deal with all the academic, social, emotional issues that any student would have. We do, once there is a situation that we feel needs to go to the clinical social worker, we have that conversation, they intervene, and they interview that student, then we make a decision as to whether or not that's something they're comfortable with following up with, or if we're at a position where we need to make some outside recommendations.
Okay, yeah, and I think that's a good thing, is to be able to give students, especially at these ages, the option to make their own decisions and to kind of have a say in the choices that are being made, especially in terms of their mental health, because I find a lot of times, if you try to dictate what they do and tell them what to do, there can be a little bit of resistance or things like that. It makes it a little bit tougher to work with them. So that's definitely a good thing to hear. So because, you've been in the field for so long, what changes have you seen in the mental health field in terms of education of it and of the treatment of those issues?
Well, I think that what we're seeing more of than we've seen in a lot of years is the anxiety, depression that students are dealing with. Many more students are on medications than have ever been in the past. So we're dealing with less opportunities in the community that are available for students. The waiting lists are extensive. The crisis center that's available to us tends to see students quickly and send them home in situations that we would certainly have thought that they could have been given a bed for the time to assess their situation. So the changes are that more and more work is being done in the schools and in the school counseling offices than has ever been done before. Families are certainly more aware of the abilities that school counselors have nowadays than years ago. So they're, along with the social workers, so they I think that we are their first call most times, before we get a plan together and decide how we're going to move forward with the students and the family.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. And that's another thing that I've been noticing in my very little experience, in this type of setting, is that I do find that there's a lot of overdiagnosis and a lot of jumping to conclusions. Some things, you know, sometimes when students just need to be able to sit down and focus a little bit more. So, you know, going off that, besides the guidance counselors and the other social workers within the building, are there other staff that you have to work with and interact with either inside the building or in other outside agencies?
Well, within the school building, you certainly have your administration and your teachers that you deal with on a daily basis. Ultimately, the end result is to work a situation out for a student that's gonna help them be successful. So to do that, you have to work, like I said, with the teachers, with the administration, and the outside agencies. As I mentioned, they are we work with DSS, and we work with probation, and we work with different areas when we feel we get in a situation that needs to be, especially with attendance issues and outside discipline issues. We certainly now, probation is adjusted and switching to
I've also found that within my working at Northeast and Schenectady is that there's a lot of, all of these agencies work pretty closely with each other and talk to each other on the phone daily, whether that be social workers or, you know, DSS workers, probation workers, or someone like a clinical social worker, you know, students like myself. So I think it's really good to have those outside resources because, like I've mentioned before, it's a teamwork process and it's a collaborative effort. On that, so in that, what are some of the challenges that you face in addressing some of these issues?
I think that probably for those of us in the field, the amount of paperwork that goes with the job, because you're not just dealing with students, you're dealing with all aspects of the job as a high school counselor. You're dealing with the college application process. You're doing programming. Most of the programming that goes on in our building, in particular, is comes through our office. So I think it's finding the time to spend with the students to do the counseling that's necessary. And sometimes it's you know, short-term counseling, but it's almost like contact counseling to get them back to where they need to be and back on track.
Right. Okay. And obviously with the challenges, there also comes you know, some rewarding aspects of the job. Can you tell me maybe one memory that you have of you know, a breakthrough moment that you had with a student, or, you know, some of the more rewarding aspects of the job?
Oh my gosh, rewarding aspects with students. I could go on and on. I think about all the kids over the years, but I think most importantly, I think the most rewarding aspect of the job is the time that you get to spend with them, with the door shut, not having to deal with the rest of the issues that you deal with in your profession, and just to spend time with the kids to and see the success when they do graduate.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's something important that a lot of times with students of all ages, you know, including college students, that's something that we also tend to put on the back burner is our own mental health and our own well-being, because we get so busy, you know, and caught up in our daily lives. And I think that's important. That's a necessary aspect of the school day for a lot of kids that they often don't get. So unfortunately, we are running out towards the end of our time. Just one last question. I would like to just put out there, do you have any maybe resources or suggestions that we could give to listeners in terms of maybe addressing these social and mental health issues, especially with, you know, the listeners who may still be in school, whether that be, you know, student peers of mine that are listening to this or parents of children who are in school or anything like that?
Well, I think that most importantly, it's a political question in regards to the resources that are available to schools. I think most schools' caseload is probably 350 kids per counselor. That's on average. And to be able to do the job effectively, I think it's important for those that make those decisions to understand that we are the front line for these students, and we certainly need to be supported and hopefully be in a position where we can hire more school counselors.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, and we look forward to talking again soon.